Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
I'm going to read one of your tips of today, which is from February. This weekend, do something new and or ridiculous. Example, take a date on a hot air balloon, fight anarchy at Trader Joe's, be a Jew at a meeting of young anti-Semites.
People often ask, is empathy always good? In my opinion, yes. Because it evokes discomfort, it doesn't mean that it's bad. The discomfort opens the window to a deeper insight and deeper intuition and creative responses in any situation.
Just because you like the color of burnt guacamole or Bart Simpson yellow doesn't mean everyone else would. So there's a reason you see so many black, white, and silver cars out there. It's because those are very popular and they're easy on resale.
Today on The Way, featuring samples from Good One, Daily Breath with Deepak Chopra, and Auto Sausage. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us at Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Wiser Advisors, Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and writing, research, and curation support from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. If you've ever watched a comedian and wondered, how do they come up with this stuff? You're in luck. First up this week is a podcast from HeadGum called Good One, and it's a podcast about jokes and the people who tell them. Each week, host Jesse David Fox is joined by a comedian to play one of their jokes, then break it down and explore the history behind it. With such prominent guests as Ray Romano, Julie Klausner, and Kevin Hart, Good One gives you a personal one-to-one glimpse into the minds of some of the favorite comedians you have. After just a couple of listens, you'll be thinking just like a comedian. As for a sample of the podcast, here's a good one from an episode of Good One featuring prolific stand-up comedian Gary Gulman. Gulman joins the show to dissect a famous joke from his 2016 stand-up special, It's About Time. The joke describes an interesting experience at Trader Joe's, but quickly unravels into chaos. In this clip, you'll hear Jesse and Gary break it down word by word.
I would say, go, get your skinny cows Godspeed. Because that's the truth about Americans, and even New Yorkers. We love doing favors for strangers. Strangers, not our family, they can go fuck themselves. But a stranger, I will bend over backwards to show them I am not the person my family said I am.
We are here with the man behind all of that joke, Gary Gulman. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. I would have been furious if you didn't have me on. So.
Ever.
Yeah.
So I want to start from the beginning, the very, very beginning of this joke, which I imagine is one day you went to Trader Joe's. But yes. Before even we get to what happened, I'm going to read one of your tips of today, which is from February. It was number 40. This weekend, do something new and or ridiculous. Example, take a date on a hot air balloon at Ryan Hamilton. Fight anarchy at Trader Joe's, the gull, meaning yourself. Yes. Be a Jew at a meeting of young anti-Semites. And then you at Alex Edelman, hashtag Gullman tips, hashtag right now. So have you ever seen The Prestige?
Yes.
So I reference The Prestige too much, considering I don't love
it. It's a masterpiece.
Yeah, but what I like about The Prestige is, for me, it is the example of, when talking to comedians, of living your life in service of the art.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So yeah. The question here is, going to Trader Joe's, are you like, I'm living a life, or am I constantly living for material?
At that point, I don't think that I was living for material, because most of my material had come from observations. Mm-hmm. So watching things happening and noticing trends and anecdotes, I think, for the most part at that time. That was like my first long story joke. Yeah. And it was like off to the races after that, because it was so fun to
try
that together.
So you go to Trader Joe's.
72nd and Broadway. After a therapy session. My therapist is at 72nd and Broadway too. This guy that many comedians see, this man named Alan Lefkowitz.
That's great.
He started with Richard Lewis, And over the years, he's seen so many comedians. I don't want to mention any of their names out of respect, but I have one friend who goes there, and if I go in after him, or if he goes in after me, he always says, "Did you leave anything for me?"
So you're at the, in the most boring way possible, what happens with this woman?
I was there, and there were two or three elderly women ahead of me, and then there was a woman ahead of them who left her cart and was gone for a while, and to the point where the line moved forward and we went ahead of her, and then she came back and she insisted on getting ahead of us again. And one of the elderly women, and this is the great line that I take for myself, and one of the elderly women said to her, "You went shopping." And she resisted, and she was so hostile, and they just gave in, and I was so incensed, and had just been empowered by a good therapy session, mm-hmm. and so yeah, decided to yell, "This isn't fair," and then the woman turned back to me and she said, "You'll get over it," and that was the and then we kind of tussled a little bit, I tried to get in front of her, and she slammed her card into my basket, and it got ugly. And then in reality, she said, "Fine, if it's that important to you," but it might not have been what really happened. I can't remember, because I've told the story so many times in that way.
You could picture her saying that, but you have no idea if she said that.
Somebody once said to me in a similar situation, if it's that important to you, go ahead if it's that important to you. This woman actually did say, "You'll get over it." Yeah. But somebody somewhere in my life, either that woman or somebody else, said, "If it's that important to you." And I said, it is that important to me.
A sample of Good One from HeadGum. Hear the origins of some of comedy's best jokes on Good One, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Podcasts are a great way to get a lot of information quickly and efficiently, but sometimes that's not what you need. In fact, if you're looking to unwind a bit, check out this week's featured new podcast on Podcast Central. It's called Daily Breath with Deepak Chopra, and it's the perfect way to start your day in the morning or wind down in the evening. In quick, less than 10-minute episodes, Daily Breath explores impactful ideas and themes that directly relate to all of our lives. In the middle of a hectic world and media landscape, Daily Breath invites you to pause, refocus yourself, and expand your mind. Chopra delves into topics like happiness, gratitude, love, sex, the true self, physical well-being, and more as you practice building mindfulness into your daily routine. Let's take a deep breath together and experience this sample from the Daily Breath episode titled Empathy. The episode is a meditation on empathy and the necessity for empathy in loving relationships.
It's Wednesday, and I imagine at some point this week you have seen someone, talked to someone, thought about someone, and have empathized with what they are feeling or seeing. And if you haven't, well, today is your day to practice empathy. Empathy is an incredibly important part of all relationships, including partner relationships. In my view, empathy is feeling what another feels, period. So that would be my definition of empathy, to feel what another feels. And of course, once you start feeling what another feels, which is the first step, empathy, that leads to compassion, which is called the desire to alleviate suffering, both that of the person whose feelings you're feeling, but in general, compassion is the desire to alleviate suffering. Compassion leads to love in action, and love in action is what heals. So empathy is the first step in healing. How do you practice empathy? Best just by asking yourself, do I feel what he or she is feeling? But another way is to ask the question and feel your own body. Put your attention in your heart or in your gut or somewhere in your body, somewhere in your chest or abdomen, and try to feel the sensations in your body that are aroused when you ask yourself the question, I wonder what this person is feeling. And as you practice this body awareness and self-reflection, then automatically your capacity to empathize increases. People often ask, is empathy always good? In my opinion, yes. Because it evokes discomfort, it doesn't mean that it's bad. The discomfort opens the window to a deeper insight and deeper intuition and creative responses in any situation.
That was Daily Breath with Deepak Chopra. Get your daily dose of mindfulness with the help of Deepak Chopra on Daily Breath, now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Now for our local Cincinnati feature, Auto Sausage. Yep, local podcaster and car fanatic Greg Stanley's show grinds bits of automotive awesomeness into a 10-minute snackable podcast covering social media movers, breaking news, big events. Join Greg for interesting discussions on car auctions, new model releases, and the latest in vintage car collecting. I'll give you a sample right here. Taste test of the Auto Sausage, the first episode. It explores a number of auto topics, including recent Arizona auction results, hypercar Instagrammers, and more. In this clip, Greg discusses paint to sample. It's a customization option offered by some car manufacturers.
So what is paint to sample, also known as PTS, is a program offered by many auto manufacturers such as Porsche and BMW. This is where you can pay extra money to have a quote-unquote custom paint job. But really, it's not custom, it's just rarer. So instead of there being 1,500 silver cars out there, you might be one of 100 of a special paint job. So it's not really custom, but it can be, I guess, if you pay enough to have a one of one color. So for Porsche, this cost is around $7,000, but it can cost as much as 97 grand, which we'll go into a little bit more in a moment. So having a specialized color may hurt the resale value of your car, because if you think about it, someone might not like that color. Just because you like the color of burnt guacamole or Bart Simpson yellow doesn't mean everyone else would. So there's a reason you see so many black, white, and silver cars out there. It's because those are very popular and they're easy on resale. So as far as the paint to sample colors go, some examples would be signal green, gulf blue, lava orange, ultraviolet, Mexico blue, a lot of blues here, yachting blue metallic, and Irish green. Many colors, such as gulf blue, have historical significance in Porsche's history. Now, the one I mentioned earlier, one that's about 100 grand, that was for 2018 Turbo S. So the paint job was called Python Green Chroma Flare. Instagrammer PTSRS confirmed this was a real option by taking a photograph of the pricing sheet on an actual car, but he also pointed out that other colors were available, such as blue, gold, and violet. But they only make 5 per year, so that is fairly rare. But for that kind of money, I'd want to be the only one. A special thanks also to Instagrammer Club911R. If you go to their Instagram page, you'll see a lot of pictures of the 911R, which was one of the only rear-wheel drive manual cars built in recent times, and they've skyrocketed from a price perspective. You can check out their feed to see those, and also the paint-to-sample 911Rs. There's also some great articles from CarBuzz. I've posted them onto my website and the blog, so you can just go there to click on them. They're both by Jared Rosenholtz. Now, if you're looking to buy a used paint-to-sample car, I would recommend you go to Holt Motorsports. This is a father-son company out of Westchester, Pennsylvania. They pretty much only sell 911 Porsches, but they've got some really great selection there. The few times I've been there, they've always had a few paint-to-sample cars covered up. I just went on their website, and I didn't see any per se, but I bet there's a few there if you just call them up and ask. They also always have some RS America cars, which we will go into a little bit more on a future podcast.
Our local podcast feature, Auto Sausage, with Cincinnatian Greg Stanley. Expand your knowledge of the world of cars with the help of Auto Sausage. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. It's chart time, our trip to the top of the Apple Podcast charts to see what new podcasts are making waves. Well, podcast creator Wondery is rocking the top of the charts this week with their debut of the podcast, The Shrink Next Door. Veteran journalist Joe Nocera's neighbor in the Hamptons was a therapist named Ike. Ike counted celebrities and Manhattan elites as his patients, and he'd host star-studded parties at his eccentric vacation home. But one summer, Joe discovered that Ike was gone, and everything he thought he'd known about his neighbor and his house next door was wrong. The Shrink Next Door is a story about power, control, and turning to the wrong person for help for three decades. The Shrink Next Door, it's number one on the Apple Podcast charts. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call us at 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Tripp Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.